The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning, November the 7th. Am I perky? Yes. I am perky and punctual. As is Savannah.
Good morning.
Good morning. Why am I over? Am I being too much?
I just like the word that you chose.
Perky and punctual?
Yep.
Well, that's what you are. You come in. You're laid back and punctual.
Yeah, I would say I'm laid back.
Yeah, laid back and punctual. Good morning, everybody. 605-4567. Give us a call. Just give us a call. It's Friday. You're alive. We're alive. Just give us a call and say hello. KCNR1460.com. We have people in our chat room. Good morning, Angel. And I hope, oh, yes. Angel is always up and ready to go. Yeah, and we're going to talk about Measure A here in a couple minutes. We got Doug LaMalfa today. Congressman is going to be on the show. We got a number of other things happening. Of course, Haven Humane is here with our pet of the week and his new hair color. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Savannah, what's the weather look like today and this weekend?
Currently it's 56. Going to be sunny, high of 76 today, low of 53. Saturday is going to be sunny as well, high of 78, low of 52. And Sunday's going to be a high of 80, low of 51. So it's not going to be getting that much cooler.
No.
Yep.
So,
and our weather is always sponsored by Shasta Gas for Payne, where they're family owned and operated. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Well, good going there. Yeah. Hey, okay, some things we're going to talk about, like I said, is I went to the Rotary Club yesterday. They were having a Veterans Day. They wanted to have a presentation that Ted Leidy and I do on D-Day. And we've done it. We did it once before, and then they'd heard about it, and they'd asked us to come do that, which we did. Set next to Lee Salter, who heads up the McConnell Foundation, and talked to several other people around there about next steps. We'll discuss that a little bit. See what else happens. Anyway, we want to also do, like I said, we want to talk about Measure A and, of course, the congressman. But first, the way we start off our Fridays is worth that perky and punctual. Spencer, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, you're always here on time. You go into you cook yourself a little something, because I can smell you cooking it in the microwave. I don't hear any little whiny sounds. So I don't think it's one of the, animals you stick in there. So it's got to be your sandwich.
Yes.
Which then I see you sharing with the animal that you're with.
Every single Friday.
Every single Friday. If you're eating something, your dog's eating something. Or your cat. And I'm not sure about the gerbils, but who knows. Okay, what do we got today?
Well, this morning I brought with me Nina. Nina is a 2.5-year-old black and tan dachshund mix. And Nina had originally come into our shelter as a stray back in March. She had been adopted out into what we were hoping would be her forever home. Unfortunately, her adopter had to move and could no longer keep Nina, so they had to bring her back to our shelter. We have Nina rated for a home with kids 5 and older. She does great with all animals that we've ever introduced her to, and she's ready to go home today. We are having our home for the holiday special, which means now through December 31st, we're trying to place 200 animals into forever homes. And to do that, we have discounted all of our dogs up to 50% off. So you could take Nina home today for only $67.50, and that does include the entire medical package.
And Savannah, what do you think in there?
She's pretty cute.
So she's a now what is she exactly?
She's a dachshund.
A dachshund. Okay, I thought when I looked at her, I was.
I mean,
I thought she looked like a Chihuahua, but I was, only saw the first part of her head.
Probably a Dachshund Chihuahua mix.
Just really sweet, and she's obviously obeys. She's on the she's just wanting to be petted. And how old is she?
She's about 2.5. I love her tail. Most dogs, their tail sticks straight out behind them. Hers, when she's trotting down the street, it sticks straight up in the air and just wags back and forth from side to side. It's quite hilarious to watch her when she gets all happy.
Well, this is a great dog too, just like all of them. And as we say, you know, I don't know if we could take all of the credit here. We'll just take most of it. Is that since you've been bringing on your pets and looking for our furry friends, looking for a forever home, we've adopted out or taken care of every one of them.
Every single one of them.
Every one of them. Gosh, that's got to be, you know, a couple hundred at this point.
Yes.
I mean, if you look at every Friday.
Yep. And that wouldn't be possible without the help from you guys.
Well, you know what? A lot of people chip in on this, and you do a whole lot. You really do, going around from place to place with your dogs. And I know that you care about these animals, which makes it even better. But the other part of Savannah, what do you think about Spencer's hair? What do you think?
I like it better.
It's a little better than last week, right?
Yeah. Spencer came in with last week with blue hair for Halloween. And so he's normally got like brown hair. But today it's black hair, spiky. And I'm like, so what's going on with this? And he goes, well, tell him why.
Brown wouldn't cover the blue. So I had to go black.
You just got to love this. You know, you just got to love this life. Okay. All right. Now, how do people get a hold of Nina here?
Well, they could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
All right. So it's going to be a good day. Let's get Nina adopted today. She is just – what do you think, really? I mean, Savannah, you've been petting her since she's been in here.
She's just got this sweet demeanor, and when you pet her, she looks at you with these big eyes. She just wants to be loved.
Okay.
I think Savannah is falling in love.
There it is. Savannah, do you need a forever friend here?
Yes, I do.
Savannah does. If it was just that easy, right, hon? I just like to go down to. I'd like to go down to Friends R Us. I'd like to have a forever friend. Oh look! Oh look! I'm patting him on the head. Oh look! Those big eyes.
Okay,
Spencer. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having us.
Give everybody a call. Give us that phone number one more time.
241-1653.
All right. Thank you. Oh, no, am I kidding you too much here, Savannah? But wouldn't you like to have a friend? No, let's think about it. We got a couple minutes here. Wouldn't you like to have a Friends R Us? You know, and you're feeling a little down. And so you go down to the Friends R Us store and you kind of shop around. See, what kind of friend do I want today? I think I'd like to have a friend that's a former Navy SEAL or something. Or, you know, you're going up, well, you know, a friend that studied for the priesthood, fell out of it, and became an adventurer or something. And you could discuss esoteric comments. But no, Friends R Us, go in and just say, I'd like to have a friend that I could just walk down the street with and talk and play pool with. And how much is that? Well, if you want pedigree, it's going to be this much. But if you just want the average friend, it's going to cost you $100. They're going to chip them, though. So if they're not around, you can find them. You can find your friend then.
I thought you were going to say something else as well.
What? Oh. Yeah, they're fixed, so you don't have to worry about anything. No, these are friends. I mean, these are the kind of people you guys go out and just chum around with. That's not what you were thinking about? No. Oh, no. Then those are called boyfriends. Or girlfriends. You know, Friends R Us. These are boyfriend, girlfriends R Us. Then, okay, the price goes way up. That's all I can say. Gosh, what would you do? How would you? There's people you know. I mean, wouldn't it be easier, though, just to go in there?
Oh, yeah. It would absolutely be easier.
I already got them locked. And here's this. 90-day guarantee or return guarantee. Have your friend for 90 days. It's not working out. Bring them back. Full money return, or you can exchange for another. Oh.
Uh-huh. There it is.
There it is. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a break here. But first, you know, last night Linda was down at Wind River. Big night. A lot of people there. A lot of things going on. Of course, when you get back, it's like late. Well, it's not too late. It's like after 10. But then Linda's all pumped up from singing and all. And gosh, what a, you know, great job the band did and a lot of people there. I think everybody had a good time. So what you do is we hop into our sleep number bed. And she says, I'm really, you know, like I am after all these performances, it's going to take me probably an hour to come down. And so I have the put her sleep number setting at 40. Put mine at 40. It took her all of about 10 minutes before Linda Linda left the stage and was asleep, and that's cool. But I tell you, sleep number, you know, it can't be the sleep number with the dual air technology is just something as outstanding, as you all know. But the sleep number bed with the Sleep IQ technology is even better. It couldn't be easier to use. You don't have to wear anything. You just or to turn on, you just sleep. And it does it notices how, and it keeps track of how you move around if it's not sleeping well. And it'll send you a little message about that on an app. But right now, you can get, for Veterans Day, you can save $600 on a top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price you're ever going to find on it. Save you $600 on that during the Veterans Day sale. And find out why Sleep Number was named number one by Consumer Reports.
It'll really send you an app.
Yeah, it sends you a message. What it does is it senses how you're sleeping and how you're moving, and it'll give suggestions on how you can sleep.
It's amazing, actually.
It is, you know, and fits onto the pump, and then it'll say, it's like, you may want to try this setting, or if you're not sleeping soundly because you're moving around a lot, maybe there's other things. Maybe don't drink, you know, caffeine or something like that. I mean, it has all types of little messages in there. But the only way you're going to find out is to head down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down and see you have Brian and Janice. You know, the thing about it is that and you figure out how much is a good night's sleep worth. And these beds last for, I shouldn't say forever, warranties, though, made in the United States, decades, though. We've had people in here that have had 10, 15 years, never had a problem. Sleep Number. All right, we're going to come back, talk about Measure A. Is it that bad? We'll be right back.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California, 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make a telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hello, folks. I'm here with our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great-tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best-tasting spring water in the world.
The staff of Shasta Regional Medical Center wish to recognize and thank our veterans for their service to the United States of America. This Veterans Day, please join Shasta Regional in acknowledging our veterans and welcoming them home. God bless America.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Happy November, football fans. Nate Abarea here. Prep football is hitting the home stretch, and we've got a dandy for you this Friday night as the Chico Panthers come up to Reading to take on the Shasta Wolves. Expect a barn burner at Thompson Field in this final regular season game for two of the highest scoring offenses in the entire Northern Section. Pre-game at 7:05, kickoff at 7:30. It's the Chico Panthers and the Shasta Wolves on the North State's radio home for local football action. KCNR. 1460.
ZZ Top. Savannah, you know me, don't you? Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda had a great night last night. Big, big night at the Wind River. Had a great time. Do you ever go down there? Are you old enough? You're old enough.
I'm old enough. I haven't made my way down there yet.
All right. Now, December 4th, first Thursday. Are you going to be around?
That's the next one.
That's the next one.
I work Thursdays.
We'll find somebody.
I would actually really like to go.
You know what we can do? We can find somebody for that night.
Yes.
You know? And to do that. Well, maybe we'll get Wayne to do that.
I have never seen Linda perform.
Really?
It's such a shame because I've had so many people tell me about it.
Okay. You know what we might do? I tell you what we could do is we'll get all of our we'll just record the whole show, put it into our carts, and mm-hmm. we'll just play the show like that, or just play automatically, and we'll get all of y'all down there to listen.
That'd be awesome.
Because Nate was there last night dancing. He's a dancing fool. All right. Good morning, Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 605-4567. If you're out there and you're happy. If you're just out there, give me a call. Tell me what you think about the elections. I'm getting stuff on the chat rooms and all that. I'm trying to get the three new candidates on, and I was told yesterday. He said, "Well, you know, I don't know if you can get them on to talk about what they want to do because it would be against the Brown Act." You see, the Brown Act says is that two of them get together and talk about a subject, but three of them can't. But I was wondering if you have three of them together, and then I ask questions. And I get their individual ideas if I could do that. Or maybe it would be something if I have two of them together and maybe Brent and Kristen, because they're brand new, because then they could talk. Then I could have Francie on, see what she says. Maybe Francie and Missy on, because I talked to Missy last night. Missy MacArthur's looking forward to being able to interact with the other board members. There is no truth to rumor they're going to get into a big huddle the night on December 2nd and sing Kumbaya, and that Gary Catt will be standing on the outside of it going, "What? What?" It's going to be – no, I'm just – I think Mark Beecham wrote one about No Man is an Island or like this, talking about Gary Catt. Okay, a lot of things happening on Veterans Day weekend starting tomorrow. Saturday, Veterans Day Parade at 10 a.m. at Shasta Dam Memorial Boulevard out in the city of Shasta Lake. Now, you get there early because they have a pancake breakfast out there. You get out around 8 o'clock. Monday, of course, the Marine Corps Birthday Ball, 5:30 p.m. at Wind River Casino. Is it too late to get tickets? No, I don't think so. Tuesday, the 86th Annual Veterans Day Cognac Toast at 11 a.m. in the Reading Elks Lodge. Also Tuesday, Veterans Day Observance at 10:55 a.m. at Northern California Veterans Cemetery in Igo. Also, of course, Monday morning at from 7 to 9, we'll be at Crown Motors. Crown Motors is this last couple of weeks is and going through November 11th is, of course, giving 10% off all parts and services for anybody that comes in and for all veterans that come in with proof of service. And on the 10th and 11th, the Marine Corps Birthday and Veterans Day, they will donate $100 from every car sold to two of our local charities, Homeward Bound and the Military Order of the Purple Heart. It's really cool. So they've got that. Also in Anderson on Saturday, after you go to the parade, head over to the Anderson VFW Post 9650 for a Veteran Day celebration and membership drive fundraiser, Saturday, November 8th. Everybody's welcome. Live music, barbecue, noon to 9 p.m. And, of course, on Saturday night is Harvest of Hope at the Civic Auditorium for the Good News Rescue Mission. Linda and I are emceeing that. There's all types of things. The forest fees, the Shasta Trinity National Forest is waiving use fees at several locations in the forest in honor of Veterans Day. They'll be waived Saturday through Tuesday at several boat ramps, including, there's a lot of them, Fees are being waived at the Adena Campground, McLeod Boat Ramp, the Trinity River area. Fees are being waived at Big Flat, Burnt Ranch. And camping is also free at several winterized campgrounds with no water, including Sims, McBride Springs, Fowler's, and Cattle Camp. Not sure why you'd want to go to those, but maybe there are people that do. Okay. Measure A. It's funny, you know, our friends from the Record Searchlight, and they are friends, misguided sometimes, but it's friends, they had railed against Measure A. Measure A, no, bad, boo. And it passed. It passed easily. And why did it pass? And now, on today's editorial, they're whining about it. Oh, okay, but, you know, you won, but this, you know, you need, what are they going to, if you have one joint and you're, you take it out of your little building that you built to grow your marijuana in, and you take it in your house, so, oh, they're going to boot, jack-booted thugs are going to crash in your house and take your 1 ounce, or take your one joint. I don't think that's the way it's going to work. First of all, I'm sure that there's a court challenge. You know, they can say, hey, you know, unlawful, you know, blah, blah, blah. What they're trying to do, and you need to get your arms and your head wrapped around this, Record Searchlight. People are tired of having marijuana grown all around them. They are tired of having their lives changed because some people want to make a mint of money in the marijuana business. Don't tell me that every one of these is being used by somebody that needs the medicine. I am not against any type of medicinal use of marijuana. I know Vietnam vets. I know veterans that use it. It helps them. I'm all for it. But to say that all of this stuff being grown is being used for that is hoo-ha. So let's talk about it. So is this another tool in the arsenal of keeping marijuana under control? It could be. But here's the part. Here's the bottom line. You've got to keep pressure on the sheriff and the board of supervisors. This is your bill, guys. This is your measure. You voted. The people supported you on this. They supported you. You won. So now you've got to do something about it. Those groves of 60, 70, 100 plants outside have got to be taken care of. You have got to enforce this. Otherwise, why even do this? Which is where some of the opponents were about. It makes no difference if you vote this in. We're going to continue to do it because the sheriff's not going to do anything about it. Code enforcement's not going to do anything about it. And if that is indeed true, then shame on the border supervisors. Shame on the law enforcement, because they were backing this, they were pushing it, and we stood up for you, so now you got to do something. Well, the sheriff's going to be in here in a couple weeks, and we're going to ask him, how are you going to do this? I know there's times when people have shown Sheriff Basenko grows, and they're like 80 or 90 plants, which is not into the big plantation, you could call, but it ruins the people's lives around them. That's what this is about. People taking advantage of a medicinal herb to make hundreds of thousands of dollars on. How much money do you think the opponents of Measure A spent on this? $20,000, $30,000? Who knows how much they spent? I know how much. You could probably go down and check every one of the radio stations and TV stations, because it's by law they have to show us. How much money do they spend there? I think they also have to put it in the FPPC. How much money did they raise and spend on the measure? But the bottom line is this. Now that it's passed, Record Searchlight has a point. Hey, if you're not going to enforce it, why'd you do it? So that's where we are at KCNR 1460. We passed it. You passed it, board. We backed you on it. Now we need to see results. We need to see all those groves that are out there that are ruining people's lives, and they are because of the activity, the dogs, the smell, all of this are out there. Now, you need to do something about it. I think you can start almost immediately on something like this, too. Okay. What else is going on? Veteran Day's events, we talked about that. Mary Tyler Moore. It was racing across the internet that she had died. As it turns out, she didn't. She's not dead. Mary Tyler Moore is still alive, so if you hear that, it's wrong. One of the actors on her show, a guy by the name of Richard Shaw, and I kind of vaguely remember him from being on the show, vaguely, passed away. He's 86. But Mary Tyler Moore is still alive. And I was, you know, when you see that, you kind of, because she is getting up there and she has diabetes pretty severe. Like we said, Doug Lemoff is going to be on at 8 o'clock. Let's take a quick break here. Carl and DeBot. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know what? Espresso Joe's, it's 55 degrees out there, and it's going to be getting colder. Espresso Joe's, get the coffee of your choice. It doesn't cost you $5 or $6 for a cup of coffee, a latte, a macchiato, any of those. It doesn't cost you that. And the service is just outstanding. Walk next door to the just the absolutely fabulous walk-in humidor they have. Great ideas in there for gifts for Christmas. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts, not just on Veterans Day, but throughout the year. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have 1 or 2 used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Hi, this is Patrick Wallner from Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, your barefoot plumber. Let's talk about water conservation for a moment. With an abundance of lakes, rivers, streams, and creeks, we sometimes forget that we are still in a severe drought. Public and private water districts are now asking for voluntary reduction in water usage, with some districts even charging their customers extremely high prices for using more water than they have historically used over the past few years. Give us a call at 223-5622 or look us up online at WallnerPlumbing.com to discuss your water usage and simple ways to help conserve this precious resource.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served. Welcome back. We have Hart here. KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. This weekend's going to be pretty nice. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Chat room is going. Good morning, Joe and Angel and Onion Grower and LJS. A lot of those drug production properties are churned by the sellers and real estate agents. Really? I have sold, in another one, I have sold many properties, cash transactions, not growers. Or not growers. They're trying to say is that growers are buying a lot of stuff up. You know, some of the other things that are happening for veterans that are really great. Christy Davis was in here. Dr. Christy Davis, optometrist, is offering free comprehensive eye examinations for U.S. military veterans during the month of November. extended to all veterans currently serving, honorably discharged, or retired, of course, with proof of service, and there's nothing wrong with that. Give a call to her, and she's already seeing veterans, already starting to come in. 222-7271. Let me tell you, we talked to Christy about this. Her dad's a Vietnam vet, and thank him for his service. But Christy, people told her not to do this because it's going to cause, people coming into her office that she's paying for out of her own pocket, not just for herself, but all of her staff. And she got with her staff and said, can we do this? And her staff, she said to a person, said, yes, let's do it. So they're kind of like putting their time in there too. And when people tell you not to do something because, oh, you know what? Don't want to get out of that box. Don't want to get out of that box. You're wrong. She's doing something that's just outstanding. And I hope you, even if you're not going to go down there, that you would give her a call. Dr. Christy Davis at 222-7271 and thank her for what she's doing. I mean, seriously, give her a call. 222-7271. Thank her for what she's doing here. I mean, this is something that, can you imagine if you got optometrists, but imagine if you had other organizations or service people say, you know what, I'm going to schedule people in here for whatever, eyes, give you a dental look, something like that, during the month of November for, veterans. 2515 Park Marina Drive, Suite 201. Thanks, Christy. Also, Cattleman's is honoring veterans with a sirloin steak dinner, and they do that every year. In honor of service on at Cattleman's Steakhouse, and it starts at 4 p.m. And it's going to be a 8-ounce sirloin steak dinner. So, proof of service there. Also, I think Famous Dave's is having something on Veterans Day for veterans. It's great. Let's go to elections. We talked about A already. The Democrat senator in Alaska, Mark, I think it's Bajita, Barrons, has not conceded yet. He says there's still the Bush count coming in. The Bush count is like 13,000 mailed-in ballots that just haven't quite made it in from all of Alaska. And most people say, well, there's not coming in from like a little igloo up around Saskatchewan. Most of them are like from students from around, they just haven't, they just mail them, haven't got in here yet. He's 8,000 votes behind. He's a Democrat. He refuses to concede to the Republican, which would then mean is that there's the Republicans have an 8-vote majority in the Senate. And Landrieu, who is in the runoff in next week, I'm sorry, in early December, against a Republican opponent, the Democratic machine has stopped making campaign ads for, which kind of tells you maybe they've given up on that race too. So that can go up into 9. And I don't know if they've figured out. I don't know if they've figured out what Virginia is yet. The Democrat may have held his seat. I'm not sure, but it was really close, a lot closer than people thought. Boehner warns Obama against doing immigration legislation, unless he works with Congress. And Mitch McConnell comes in and says, we really want to work with the president. We really want, to move the country forward. And Obama's answer to this was, if you don't give me this immigration, here in 6 weeks, I'm going to do executive orders and I'm going to do it the way I want. Well, you know what? You just lost huge, Barack. Huge. The country has made a sea change. And the vote wasn't just it wasn't just to get rid of the Democrat representatives. They got rid of governors. They got rid of, from the East Coast all the way across to it got to California. Well, California holds the line there for Democrats. But even California lost a supermajority, which means people are, they're thinking about this. Hey, there's got to be a sea change here. And that means, Mr. Obama, is that they want a change in you. They want a change in the direction of the country. This is not your country. As you said back in 2010, you work within the structure. You are not a monarch. So you can't do this. Those are your own words, and we're going to find those words and, you know, get Savannah in here, what he exactly said back in 2010. But you have to work within the structure. The people have spoken, just like they spoke when they elected you. The people have spoken and said, we repudiate what you are doing, what you are standing for here, the way the country is going. 80% of the country, whether they voted, how they voted, but 80% of the country thinks the country is going in the wrong direction. 80%. So now there's a sea change of this huge election. And you can't just explain it like, well, you know, midterms, you know, and, you know, just, you know, we lose some seats. No, you lost everything. When Rachel Maddow gets on her show and she starts whistling and talks, she said, here's the good takeaways from the election. And the only thing she can do is put up pictures of these baby pandas. She said, well, they're, you know, 100 days old. That's, you know, that's the takeaway from the election? That's the only good news for Rachel Maddow likes? Well, that's the truth. So we, as the voters, and when Congressman LaMalfa comes on, I think this is one of the things we should point out, is you have a mandate here to change things. And you can't just go on the way it is. You've got to change immigration. And not by some false edict. Some pen that you pick up, Mr. President, and say, oh, all these people here, well, they're not going home. You can't do that. The people don't want that. Listen to what the electorate said. You know, you talk about being a man of the people, which, of course, is absolutely untrue, but you talk about it. So you need to listen. And our representatives, it's up to people like Ruth and Onion Grower and LJS and Joe and Sonny and Bad Bob and Coach Bob and everybody to hold their feet to the fire. It's not to destroy the Obama administration. No. It's to move our country forward in a method and such that we can close the borders, deal with immigration, deal with this economy, deal with what's happening overseas, get the IRS under control, get all these departments under control. And if it means defunding them, then defund them. If you have to defund the Energy Commission, do it. Cut them back, do it. If you have to defund the IRS, do it. Until you can get in their rules and laws that are being obeyed, where they're not going to go out and use their power to impose their will on people that they don't agree with politically. No, it's supposed to be fair. IRS should be above suspicion, but it isn't. And people, well, it's been going on a long time. Well, you know what? That is little girl's argument. Little girl's argument. You don't say, well, you know, they did it. It doesn't work. You fix it. You fix it so it's an honorable institution. The government is an honorable institution that people trust. They don't do it anymore. They don't trust anymore that the government is an honorable institution. Not even here in the city. Not even here in the city. Why do you think Measure B took on such a life of its own? Think about what was being said. The people in collusion, the city council, the city staff, all the boards. Here's the bottom line. That means it's because they don't trust government to do the right thing. They don't trust government to have our interest in mind. Our elected representatives need to do that. And if we have rogue agencies out there that are doing things, you need to bring them to heel. You need to put your boot on their throat and change it. Because once you have their throat in your hand, their hearts and minds will follow. We'll be right back.
Ah, yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives,
maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
This is Carl Bott, and I'm here with Ted Leidy from Northern Firearms Instruction.
Join us on November 22nd and 23rd for a private CCW class to raise money for the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
This class is private and limited seats are available. It's also tax deductible, and firearms and ammunition can be provided at no charge to complete the course.
Join us for this great two-day class by calling 530-999-1822 or visit Northern Firearms at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the Turtle Bay Historical Exhibit, Liberty on the Border.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Been in the business for years, and Jeff Wurst, veteran, does something nobody else does. He offers a full guarantee. From chips to cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff Wurst can fix it. He can assist you. And if he can't, he'll tell you that. He's not going to waste your time. Call Jeff at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street right here in Reading. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, 57 degrees out there. Beautiful day. It's going to be a great weekend. A lot of things going on this weekend. Of course, the parade tomorrow at the city of Shasta Lake. Largest parade, best parade, Veterans Day parade. Gosh, who knows? In all of Northern California, I'm not even sure if they have Veterans parades anymore anywhere in Southern California, but they sure have them up here in Northern California. All right, talking more about marijuana. One of our chat room people here, and this is interesting, says, do not ever finance sale of a property. You may get taken by one of those pot growers who grow, harvest, and default, leaving you holding the bag. And another one's, and yes, I was a victim, they add. For remote property, it's an easy jump from growing pot to refining honey oil to meth lab. Cleaning up that property will cost more than it's worth. Anyway, they're talking about all these things that are happening out there. Hopefully, again, this new the new measure, if it has any teeth in it, if the border supervisors and if the sheriff and the border supervisors and code enforcement can get together and get this thing moving, it may have something in it. If they enforce it, and if they don't, why do we even go through this? Which is what some people are saying. Hey, there's something coming up here on November the 15th we've been asked to talk about. Riley and Caden are having a fundraiser at Logan's Roadhouse. It's from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. It's called Raising the Dough in support of Riley and Caden. Breakfast is offered from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Prepaid tickets only. Bacon, eggs, and cinnamon rolls, drinks included. Riley, who is 6 and her brother 5, have been recently been diagnosed with a rare disorder called, metachromatic leukodystrophy, MLD. This causes loss of abilities such as walking, hearing, vision, motor skills, memory, eating. Unfortunately, there's no cure for this disease. Donations raised will help with the medical expenses and help make their lives more comfortable. Two beautiful children, 6 and 5. And you have to go to Logan's Roadhouse. Go down and get the tickets down there. It's going to be November 15th. And like I said, the tickets are just $8. So head on down to Logan's. You can get them, the prepaid tickets only. So please, today, go down there. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. We've got like about a week to get this done. So please head on down there. Logan's Roadhouse is raising the dough in support of Riley and Caden. MLD, two children, age 5 and 6, who have MLD. Logan's Roadhouse, going down, $8 a ticket. There's no cure for this, but it can sure help their lives as they go, as they move on. Okay, what else is going on? The idea that when I was at the talking to different people, like I said, I talked to Missy MacArthur yesterday, and her ideas of moving forward. And I asked Missy about the what happens. Okay, Missy, Measure F failed. Obviously, everybody wants to have the streets safe. And what are you all going to do about it? And where are you going to find the money? And, you know, and we'll get Missy in so you can hear it out of her own mouth. But she said trying to cut back on the different departments is almost impossible. She said they're down to as much as we can cut now. You know, I don't know if that's true or not, but, you know, I'm not sitting there on the dais and checking that out. It'll be interesting when we get some get new fresh eyes in there. There's still three that have been on there for a while. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with the staff. Is there going to be any changes in the staff at the city? Is there going to be changes in how they do business? Is there going to be changes in the permitting process? I was told by a gentleman yesterday who, as everybody knows, that was trying to put a building up, put a an area, some apartments up, and the cost, the permits on this were going to be $1 million. $1 million for permits to put up housing. I mean, there's something wrong there that it costs that much. And, you know, that would take 6 months to, you know, to 8 months to a year for building for the whole thing. And maybe not a year, but all those people working and then all the taxes and everything after that. But yet you can't build it because the permitting process. And finally, for Brent Weaver talking about a $200,000 traffic study right down here in the street. I mean, how much more traffic? It's already the one of the busiest corners. Everybody knows that. It's been studied probably 1,000 times. I mean, there's buildings everywhere around here. $200,000 for a traffic study? And then, you know, and then getting into the part about, well, are we going to see maybe a reduction in the fees and permits like they did 2 years ago that brought in a huge amount of construction, as Billy Bob will tell you, and as Patrick Jones says. And yet it comes back, and Bill Nagel, and Bill's got a good department down there. And he says, yeah, but that cost us $1.4 million in the permitting fees, which goes into infrastructure and the sewers and all that, which is true. But the other side of that is, well, it didn't cost you because it wasn't being done to begin with. And then if if it's not being built, you don't get it. So if it is built, at least you get all the other taxes that come in, property taxes, people's wages, everything turns, you know, three times. All these things happen. So the question about that is when you say, well, we missed out on this was, well, you're missing out on it anyway. It goes back out to Turtle Bay. Well, that one hotel is not going to keep Turtle Bay afloat. Nope, it's not. And I don't know where that came from, but the thing about it is I've been observing out there for 7 years. I've been looking at a park. A parking lot. I've been looking at, Segways driving around there, and nothing's there. And then it's dirt. A lot of it was some gravel. You know, it's, you know, pleasant, I guess, if you're an ant, but it does nothing for us here. And so with the building of the hotel, at least you've got taxes coming in. You've got something moving forward here. So when you, you know, and, and So not having it, I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything else that was proposed. No side came up with anything that was proposed that would take the place of this. Savannah is here. Savannah's the type of girl that, besides being a rock climber and just a very, very nice person, that you want to babysit my puppy or my daughter. You know, we'd let Savannah do that. So Savannah would do that, and she'd be perfect at it. When I said, you know, we were talking about the clip from Obama, you know, about wanting to work with Congress. I mean, all the direction I gave was, well, I think he said he didn't want to be a monarch. And so what did he say exactly?
Want me to play it here for
you?
Yeah,
play it right now.
All right.
When the Congress wouldn't do what he wanted, listen.
You know, we live in a democracy. We don't live in a monarchy. I'm not the king. I'm the president. And so I can only implement those laws that are passed through Congress.
Mark?
Well, there you go. See, that's what I mean. Those are the things I was talking about when I was going on. And it wasn't a rant. This was because I'm not angry. This is just things that we as Americans expect from our leaders. You want laws that are brought up by our elected representatives. They're debated. They're brought out. They're given a chance for a vote. And then they move forward from the House of Representatives up to the Senate. The Senate then meets, discusses them, brings them out for a vote, which Harry Reid didn't. The guy that's on the five, the Democrat there, I think it's Bill Baird or something like that, called Reid venomous. And you think about that. That's pretty serious. Because he's a lifelong Democrat. They call it the Bermuda Triangle of laws, of laws that fall into Harry Reid's desk. 300 of them have gone there and died. So none of them get out to be voted on. So what the president says is, look, I am not a monarch. I'm not going to be signing all those edicts, which he has been doing. He says, I need to work with laws that are passed by Congress. Okay, so the House of Representatives passes a law. The Senate looks at it, makes a little changes. They pass it. They come back, they agree, and they send it to the president, which then means the president signs the bill. Unless he totally disagrees, then he has a veto of it. But for him just to pick up a pen and make it legal for millions of people that are here illegally to stay is wrong. That's where I'm at. And I just, I love it when you can use his own words about it. Play it. Can you play it one more time?
Immigration reform when the Congress wouldn't do what he wanted. Listen.
You know, we live in a democracy. We don't live in a monarchy. I'm not the king. I'm the president. And so I can only implement those laws that are passed through Congress.
And that's the way it works. So. Okay. What else is happening? This it's a big week this coming week. At Crown Motors, for the last week and this week, 10% off on all parts and services. But Linda and I are going to be there Monday morning. We're going to be there with a bunch of Marines on Monday morning because November 10th is Marine Corps birthday. So Linda and I will be down at Crown Motors. There'll be some stuff from the museum, Northern California Veterans Museum. And we're going to talk to Marines from all walks of life and from all wars. That should be a lot of fun. World War II all the way up through the war on terror. And then on Tuesday, we'll be there again at Crown Motors because on Monday and Tuesday, Crown Motors is donating $100 for every car sold to Military Order of the Purple Heart, our local organization, and Homeward Bound, a local organization here that helps veterans. And we'll be talking to veterans of all ages again and all wars on Tuesday. After that, you can either go down to the Elks Lodge for the toast, or you can go out to IGO, where we're going to probably go, for the Veterans Day ceremony. And we're going to have a flyover in a jet. The guest speaker out there is going to be a 93-year-old Pearl Harbor survivor that was on the Arizona the day of the attack on December 7th and was on watch. So can you imagine a young man standing out there? It's a Sunday morning. He's looking around. You know, he's doing his regular thing because it's peacetime. People are having breakfast. It's quiet. And he looks out, and he sees the first wave of planes coming across. So, man, I mean, can you picture this at all? And then he's standing there, and he looks, and he goes, First of all, a lot of them didn't believe they were under attack. They thought it was just maybe a drill or something until the first bomb started falling. Then at that point, everybody turns too. And, of course, the Arizona sunk, the loss of over 2,000 lives. All right, when we get back, Congressman Doug Emhoff will be calling in probably around 5 or 6 after. We're going to talk to the congressman about what comes next in Congress. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, your talk radio station.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Job gains have once again fallen short of analyst expectations, but Hugh Johnson with Hugh Johnson Advisors says what gains there were in October were spread across many sectors of the economy.
You're really hard-pressed to find any sector of the economy which didn't add jobs. It was a fairly broad-based increase in the number of jobs created, and again, the unemployment rate declining. So this is a pretty solid and, I think, a positive report.
The 214,000 jobs employers added in October fell short of the 230 that had been expected by most analysts, but that was enough to take unemployment down to 5.8%. What will be the upshot from today's meeting between 16 congressional leaders and the president? White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest had many puzzled in the Washington press corps yesterday when he suggested that a big Republican win on Election Day this week means the president can now demand more in the way of compromise from the GOP.
Doesn't mean that there are going to be daily renditions of Kumbaya sung on Pennsylvania Avenue, but I do think that we can be at least a little more optimistic that where common ground exists, Democrats and Republicans can move together on it.
Au contraire, says House Speaker John Boehner, emboldened by the midterm election victory, he says it's now time for Republicans to go after the most controversial aspects of Obamacare.
That includes a vote to scrap the entire plan.
It should be repealed, and it should be replaced with common sense reforms that respect the doctor-patient relationship.
And while critics argue there's virtually no chance of repealing the entire program while the president's in power, Boehner says the House will also target unpopular provisions in the law, including the individual mandate.
That is SR News Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Stocks started the day slightly lower as traders look over the latest jobs report, perhaps somewhat disappointed with fewer jobs being created in October than estimated. Right now it's a Dow down by about 7 points. And this is SRN News.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals, plus 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The United States became a prosperous and admired nation because of our faith in God and our willingness to live by His principles. Now, by glorifying ourselves over God, the nation's strength and potential has eroded. In U-Turn, best-selling authors George Barna and David Barton examine current cultural trends and historical patterns to reveal that America cannot sustain its strength if it remains on its current moral and spiritual path. U-Turn reveals how we can restore our nation. U-Turn, available wherever fine books are sold.
Here's a problem your grandpa probably never ran into when he went down to the local hardware store to buy a hammer. Home Depot now reporting that the hackers stole 53 million email addresses. That's in addition to payment card data that was stolen from its customers. Here's SRN's Jeremy House.
The company says the hackers accessed its network with the vendor's username and password. In September, Home Depot disclosed a massive data breach involving 56 million debit and credit cards between April and September. The Atlanta-based home repair retailer now says the file containing the email addresses didn't contain passwords or other sensitive personal information.
Home Depot notes that customers should be on their guard against so-called phishing scams, emails pretending to be from the company seeking personal information. Officials in Southwest Ohio say a man who was doing maintenance work at a bowling alley has died after becoming trapped in the pin-setting machinery. The Cincinnati Inquirer says the worker died after his clothing became tangled. This is SRN News. You don't have to be overseas to die for your country when you wear the uniform. Two Idaho National Guard crew members dead following the crash of their helicopter last night near Boise.
An Idaho Army National Guard Apache helicopter with two crew members aboard crashed while on a training mission.
Colonel Tim Marsano said in comments aired on KIVI-TV, an investigation is underway. Retired Navy SEAL Robert O'Neill drawing much attention and some fire after letting it be known he was the one who fired the shots that killed Osama bin Laden.
I'm proud of what I did, but my mission didn't end because I left the battlefield.
In comments on WATE-TV, he described the most painful part of going to war.
It's not getting shot at, and it's not stuff blowing up next to you. It's kissing your kid goodbye.
Some might think of New York City streets as always being clogged with traffic, but there is a speed limit. Now it's being reduced from 30 to 25 miles an hour. It applies to all locations where a maximum speed limit is not posted. The goal, officials say, is to reduce pedestrian and driver deaths. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. It is 8:05 in the morning. It is November the 7th. It's Friday. We're having a great time here, Savannah and I. You know what? We got to stop meeting like this, Savannah. Hey, Savannah, the last part you had, you ran on the about not being a monarch. Yep. Make sure we save that.
I will.
So we can play that over the next 2 years. Hey, our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Congressman Lamoff is going to be with us. He's already called, and he's getting ready to call back in a minute. What's the weather like there, Savannah, so we can get into that?
58 degrees, going to get up to a high of 76, sunny with a low of 53. Saturday is going to be high of 78, low of 52. Sunday is going to be high of 80, low of 51.
There you go. Hey. Yep. It's going to be a nice day. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're soon to be locally owned and operated, and they have senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793. And this portion of the show, kind of putting that together with Alliance Heating and Air. It's getting cooler. And is your heating system working? Do the filters need changing? Do you just have somebody take a look at it? Well, Martin and his people from Alliance Heating and Air can work on any type, all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. And if you have an emergency, they'll work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to make it work. Alliance Heating and Air are our choice of people that come in and work on our stuff. Give them a call at 221-2642 and check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, we have on the phone an elected representative. And if you know, I just kind of went through this. Not a rant. It wasn't a rant, but it was about elected representatives and the president and what the president said. Good morning, Congressman Doug Lamoffa.
Are we mid rant right now, Carl?
No. I was going to kind of want it because I didn't think you probably heard it from wherever you're at out there. But first of all, congratulations on your reelection.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Appreciate it to all of our supporters and voters around Northern California. Pretty exciting.
Well, it is, and it's a lot of exciting things are happening. What I was saying was, was that we have a president who has threatened already to use his pen on immigration reform if he doesn't have anything in 6 weeks. And what I got into was this.
Doesn't know is we removed the ink cartridge.
Well, there you go. Okay, that was one of the questions I was going to ask. But one of the things I said was,
he's taking our cartridges away, so we're pulling his ink cartridges.
A little feisty today, the congressman is. He goes, feeling pretty.
Okay.
No. But what I was saying was this: is we played that part where he says he works with Congress. He is not a monarch, and you know that he works with Congress to have laws passed, you know, et cetera, the way things are supposed to do. And I said that he has repudiated essentially everything that he was trying to do. That the people have spoken. And I'm just kind of paraphrasing right now, real quickly. The people have spoken. The country wants a new direction. And you can't make it any more clear than what happened in this election. Is this the way that you are viewing this? Is that this is the way that D.C. Is viewing this?
Well, you know, the pendulum swings lately kind of every couple of years. You know, 2006, Republicans lost the House and Senate, and 2008, the presidency went with it. 2010, people looked at what was happening with the threat of Obamacare and a whole bunch of other stuff, and they took the House back and gave it to the Republicans again. In 2012, there was a misfire, and they put the president back in after this this four-year record, and still kept Harry Reid in power in the Senate. So 2014 finishes the deal on the Senate side. But, you know, it's really hard to assign that the people have clearly spoken on this or that. I look at these races as, you know, as like the individual states. You know, the founders were very key that states would have individual autonomy within the United States. And so each of these states that basically flipped a Democrat senator out, more red-leaning states, really, I think they were looking at a lot of things on a more local level as it applies to national, if that makes any sense. And what I'm saying is that they got rid of that senator in North Carolina and the one in Arkansas because not just because they voted for Obamacare. It's not that simple. I think voters are looking at these folks are having to represent themselves as something other than what their record is. They have to, you know, splice words and be cute in how they present themselves. You know, you saw that lady up there talking about, do you support President Obama's issues or not, or do you approve of them? And she says, well, some things yes, some things no.
Oh, yeah.
The crowd laughed. They thought it was cute, but
yeah,
they had to try and present themselves as different than what their track record had been. And I think those voters in those states and in those congressional districts that flipped those Democrat members out, they said, you know, we're tired of just being flim-flammed, and we want to move forward something. I wouldn't be completely rejoicing that the Republicans are now the hot game in town. We still have a lot to do to finish proving that. I think this was a disapproval of the broader Democrat policies, you know, tied somewhat to the president's low approval ratings. I still don't think people go in the booth, though, and say, I don't like what Obama's doing, therefore I'm voting against Senator, you know, Kay Hagan.
No, but I think what they may do, Congressman, is say, I don't like what's happening in our country, the direction it's going, and the only way I'm going to change this is to put somebody else in there who says they are going to change it, right?
I think that's a big part of it. I still don't look at all voters out there as saying I want to change the direction of the country. I think they vote a little more locally.
No, I'm going to change. I want more jobs in my district.
That's getting closer to it. Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I have this higher. I have this higher bar than I think, you know, that voters are trying to meet. You know,
well, they don't always meet that bar, do they, Carl?
Well, no, we don't. And
I think it's been a consistent view that we see here in Northern California that we want that all along. But when you're talking these swing states, one year you can have, you know, Mary Landrieu in Louisiana for three terms and then have an opportunity to move her out. Well, that means the voters are maybe a little bit unsure exactly what they want, if that could be a close call. Now, in a strongly conservative area, you know, where Oklahoma or even Kansas, where they haven't had anything but a Republican in a long, long time, they're pretty firm in what they believe there on the type of things you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be in constant play on these swing areas, and that's where Republicans, with the control of the House and now the Senate, we have this two-year period to show here's what we're about on energy, on jobs, on reviving the economy, on getting government out of your life, and have government, what it does do, focus on the things that are essential and where it should be. That's a strong military. That's one that where our intervention in things around the world are appropriate, and we're projecting the type of strength that has the respect of those enemies around the world, but they won't want to try us. And then you bring that home and apply that towards the keeping our streets safe. It's basic stuff, and I think again, we have this window now that we have to act on it and show people for this next 2 years, because mm-hmm. there's another cycle soon. It'll be a presidential, and you'll hear Hillary out there making all sorts of nonsense cases for, and that's where the voters have to be discerning. Is the nonsense that will be coming forth on, you know, whether you say,
well, Congressman,
raising the minimum wage is going to be the big panacea, or the, you know, all that stuff. Go ahead, sir.
Well, we got to take a quick break here, Congressman. What I'd like to talk about, you brought up something before we get into the real, issue by issue, but you brought up something that I've talked about for several years here. We, as a country, we have one point of view. 2 years later, get a different point of view. 2 years later, get a different point of view. I mean, how can we have, and I don't want the answer right now. We got to take a break. How can we have a consistent long-term objectives when the elections have have such a tendency to change course?
Okay,
we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, we're here with Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We'll be right back.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Can our northern counties afford to lose over 50 jobs? It doesn't make sense. Does it make sense to drive to Sacramento and back 322 miles round trip for a bottle of milk? Of course not. It doesn't make sense. What this means to you, up to 7 days turnaround time on your mail, checks and bill payments will be delayed, seniors and veterans medications will be delayed, families forced to leave the area because schools decline in enrollment, fewer people means retailers affected by loss of revenue. It doesn't make sense. What you can do, check your local area weekly newspaper and the Record Searchlight Thursday date section to sign the petition to save our local mail processing. Deadline is December 1st for names to be submitted. Just say no to the closure of local mail processing. It's the people's post office. Let's save it. Your name counts. You will make a difference. We need your help now. Paid for by the American Postal Workers Union. Call 223-7552 for more information. That's 223-7552.
The City of Redding Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit RedingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Redding Water Utility.
Happy November, football fans. Nate Abarea here. Prep football is hitting the home stretch, and we've got a dandy for you this Friday night as the Chico Panthers come up to Redding to take on the Shasta Wolves. Expect a barn burner at Thompson Field in this final regular season game for two of the highest scoring offenses in the entire Northern Section. Pre-game at 7:05, kickoff at 7:30. It's the Chico Panthers and the Shasta Wolves on the North State's radio home for local football action. KCNR, 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBott, Linda's on assignment today. 8:19 in the morning, 58 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. John Bastiani. When you think of John Bastiani, you think of guns. You think of service. You think of his being able to work on any type of rifle, pistol, any type of weapon, and make it better. All this, John Bastiani believes in customer service, as do all the people that work for him, and fair prices. Give him a call at 222-8222. Head on down to 2539 in Larkspur. Our guest, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and when we left, I said, you know, Congressman, you brought it up is something I've been thinking about for years, is that because we have so many dramatic sea changes every 2 or 4 years, how can we have a consistent policy that just kind of pushes us through where we take a stand, or we have like a business plan that we actually have to accomplish something?
Well, what you're talking about is a percentage of swing districts or swing states that are the ones flipping back and forth. You know, you look at districts or states that vote for representatives or senators that are pretty solidly with one philosophy or one party year in, year out, whether it's a liberal state on the U.S. Senate like California, are we going to keep Boxer and Feinstein type forever here? But then we have the first congressional district and some of these neighboring ones that consistently vote for conservative members of the House. And so that's not a...
you're right. That's not
there. You come down to the swing areas, and what is it they're believing that day, that week, and that's where the focus has to be from the party apparatus. Is like, how are we getting a better message into folks that don't quite know what they want when everything's 50-50 in those areas? And so there's a job for the media to really put out what the truth is on. Say unemployment, for example. You know, they actually came out before this election and said unemployment is down to, 5.4?
Something like that. Something crazy.
That's hilarious. So, there's the number of people that are beyond unemployment. They move it into the next category of giving up. Well, let's get real here. Policies that affect. Go ahead.
Well, just less people working. The lowest number of people working since when? Before World War II? Something like that? It's a horrible number.
The number of jobs coming in, half of them are part-time, it seems, and, minimum wage. And so the Democrats' response is, let's just raise the minimum wage. Well, that Congressional Budget Office has a stat on that saying that probably means 900,000 less jobs if you jack up the minimum wage to a number, because they're entry-level jobs. They have a certain value, and they're not a job that you're supposed to stay at. They're a job that you're supposed to learn and move up from. It's an entrepreneur spirit that gives entry-level people the opportunity to jump up and become that manager, assistant manager, whatever. And so the remedies... I think what it does is it gets people hung up on sidebar issues, the war on women, these other things that they just throw out there to distract from the main course of what what Harry Reid has not been doing and what the White House has been ignoring too, where, in my view, that's where everything's been stopped. We've done a body of work coming out of the U.S. House. I know the House isn't popular, none of Congress is popular, but you would look at it and say, look, they're actually doing their job on getting out jobs bills and energy bills and things that rein in government, the amendments I've carried on some of the appropriations, reining in EPA and the Army Corps and things like that. We've got a body of work we can kind of point to, say, guys, we're trying, but when it all stops at Harry Reid's desk and he gets away with it, at least until last Tuesday night, finally, the media hadn't been reporting it, but somehow enough of the message has been getting out that flipped enough U.S. senators where Harry Reid's going to be in the minority office now, and Mitch McConnell's going to move down the hall and be in charge over in the majority office. And so now what that will mean, it's still not going to mean miracles in the Senate, but it means bills will move off that desk and be heard in committee. Many of them passed in committee, moved to the Senate floor for votes. Then it's up to, the way the Senate does things, that some of their rules might cause them to be blocked easier than they'd be blocked in the House. But the debate will be held instead of just being suppressed. We'll move things out of both houses. I'll go to the president's desk, and he can explain to the American public why he's still waffling on the Keystone Pipeline or anything else.
We've got a caller on the line. Ann, good morning. Do you have a question or a comment to the congressman?
Yes, I do.
You're on.
Congratulations, Congressman. This is Comrade Ann.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, I have a question for you. I was looking at the statistical returns, the percentage returns the other day after the election, and you had a phenomenal victory once again in Shasta County, and thank God for that. But what I just want your opinion on this. I know it's not a federal issue, but I just want your opinion how we can overwhelmingly support a good candidate like you, but then at the local level, at the city council level in particular, we bring it back a known commodity liberal, an incumbent. We elect a newcomer, but a liberal, a known liberal. And then one that I'm really not sure which way he swings, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. I think he's a Republican, but I'm not really sure how he is on the spending. And it just seems like such a contradiction, and I'd like your feelings about something like that. You know, how we can elect
phenomenal kind of things happened down in Chico with that
city council
race there. And what you saw was
I'm going to hang up.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
Okay.
What you saw in the Chico race this last Tuesday was you saw that council flip there. They have a 7-person council there, and they either reelected or put in 3 conservative type members to that council. They now have a 4-3, where basically it was 5-2 against. And so there was a grassroots effort like I hadn't seen in Butte County, at least going back to maybe the year 2000 when the presidential was going on. And it was really, really impressive. The headquarters they had there turned out 105,000 phone calls in about a 2-month period or whatever it was to support all the candidates on measures that were happening here in Butte County. There was marijuana ones that they blew out, a terrible marijuana, pro-marijuana measure, and supported the ordinance the supervisors put in. They flipped that Chico City Council, and, of course, they supported us guys up a little farther up the ticket on the assembly, new assemblyman James Gallagher, Senator Jim Nielsen, and I'm very grateful for support for me as well. It was a grassroots effort of people just coming out and doing it. We had a headquarters that was funded by the local party as well as the candidates to have that. But there was a spirit of, we got to do this thing. Young people, college Republicans, young Republicans, general volunteers, some Tea Party folks, everybody that wanted to turn things around. And that's where the rubber really meets the road. I'm getting the effort out and real people talking to other real people. It's not going to be done just in the mailbox or on the TV or on the radio. We like doing it on the radio, you know, Carl. But
to be said for that, you know, people that listen to talk radio vote.
And I'll say the radio is one of the best mediums to be able to talk to people in the most effective way. But that said.
But you're right. You need people out there, people that need to get involved in this.
It really is. So if you're disgusted with what's going on or concerned or just, you know, it strikes you, it's a civic duty, it's good to vote. It's good to maybe call your neighbor, but you put some hours in on that. And, you know, the more you have of that, the less time candidates have to spend messing around fundraising, which is the worst part of the job, I think, for most of us, is that having to ask for money, especially if you're conservative, which is kind of counterintuitive to trying to save people.
We spent, one of the candidates, Brent Weaver, I think they said he spent $80,000 on a city council race.
What number?
80,000.
80? Yeah.
That was the one closest to that was several years ago, for 29,000. I mean, $278,000 was spent among the 6 candidates running for city council.
That's just a lot of dough. It really is.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take an early break.
I hope that answers the question. Well,
I think it does.
I don't mean it to be general.
No.
That's where really, especially on those local races like that, where you can really make that difference.
So. You got to get people out there. You've got to reach there too, because
personal contact. Yeah. When they hear from a real person, not just a, you know, the usual stuff, that's what can help do it, knocking on the doors. And on a local level, that really can be effective.
And it's interesting how, because, you know, it appeared that they all were out there, you know, walking the streets, and all their people were out there, too. So who knows? Who knows what can cause that? But we're going to take an early break. When we come back, I want to address immigration right away. And tell us where your best estimate is, where we're heading with the immigration question. And then energy. And then finish up with our military. If there's anything else in there you want to talk about, too, we'd love to do that. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Northern California Event Services can help you plan your wedding or next special event. From caterers to photographers, DJs to hair and makeup, Northern California Event Services has your event needs covered, and you can see for yourself at ncescanhelp.com. And check out featured vendors like Glam Squad Elite, a mobile hair and makeup team that will glam you up wherever you need us to be. Check them out and many more at ncescanhelp.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Chris, November 11th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club meets in Wind River Casino.
We're gaming?
No, eating. Join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, November 11th at Wind River Casino in Elements Restaurant or Creekside Grill. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Wind River kindly donates a portion of the proceeds from both restaurants to Haven's efforts.
Wow, two locations? We're really coming up in the world.
You know, sometimes you really scare me.
Only sometimes?
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Dubai Linda is on assignment today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, across from Subway right there, just to make it a little bit easier. DC Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts. Man's last stronghold, and they're not afraid to put it on the window. Man's last stronghold. The cheers of barbershops, my friends, right there. Cypress Square Barbershops, discounts for seniors and veterans. This Sunday, some changes in our programming. We the People signed off last week, and the Jefferson State of Mind is moving from 8 to 9. They're still going to be where they are on Saturday, but they're going to also it's going to be a political discussion from 8 to 9 in the morning on Sundays of current events. And then, of course, then Sovereign Minds goes from 9 to 11. And we'll be flip-flopping a few other shows around here. Until we get everything realigned, but it's the same program and the same groups of people, just different times. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And Congressman, when we left, I wanted to talk about immigration. The president has threatened to use his pen on immigration. Where are the Republicans going to go with this?
Well, it started out saying we're going to ban ink, but maybe that isn't.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work. He'll find a pencil or something. Then you get an eraser, and then you, okay. But now this thing is, I mean, it's extremely serious. But also, I've noticed that a lot of Hispanics were voting for Republicans.
Well, you would hope that there's a realization that many people that have immigrated, well, it used to be the norm, immigrated by a certain set of rules, and they followed them, and came to America with the idea of being Americans, and so when you see those folks that have, you know, paid that price and gone through that effort, finally stopping and looking at it as an issue of ethnicity or race or whatever, and look at it like, you know, we have a pretty good thing here, and this is eroding all manner of law. It erodes the idea that we try and teach our kids of following rules. You follow the rules correctly, you get certain things. But if nobody's following, it's complete chaos. It's trying to play a board game with somebody who's cheating or something. You know, it's just, if you got one guy at the table who's cheating, the rest of the game doesn't mean much. Well, this is much bigger than a game, obviously, but a society that doesn't have a set of rules that are consistent, where one person's following, the rest are not, you feel like a bunch of suckers. And so I would hope that any ethnicity would look at this and say, if we like what America's about and the opportunity it's bringing, then we need to follow all the rules, and it isn't about race, it isn't about disliking an ethnicity. It applies to everyone equally. And so if the president wants to go this way, and, you know, he's threatening, he's making noise.
He's threatening it.
About it, but, you know, what immigration thing does he think he can implement with his pen? Is it going to end up being some minor thing that is just a facade to look like he's done something to placate certain complaint groups? Or is he going to go deep with this? And, you know, the speaker said, you know, he will burn himself if he tries to go too far. And I know that we in our conference, the Republican conference in the House, are going to be dug in solid against whatever it is that we think, and I think would be, you know, what we're talking about here, is going way too far. I mean, enforce the border, and then we can work on program policy that would reform the process of having people able to apply for work permits. You know, if you've got documentation, you want to apply for work permit, there's a whole bunch of people that are waiting there for you to do that and bring them in. But if you're coming across with documents, there really isn't much of a problem. You can be a guest in this country and participate in that fashion. It doesn't mean you're going to be a voter. It doesn't mean you're going to be a citizen. We're not for those things, but there's a certain amount of room for that, and I think most people are okay with that. But undocumented is bad for the illegal immigrant. It's bad for any kind of sense of organization for our society. You know, so the president, he can try it, but we will be dug in on this, and I think we have a Senate that's joining us as well on it.
Good.
There's just no way.
You know, it needs to be addressed. We need to have something done on that. Hey, we've got a caller on the phone. Terry, good morning.
I'm sorry. Hey, you guys. Sorry, I didn't hear with that last segment. Savannah didn't put me on speakerphone, so I couldn't really tell what you were talking about, but I wanted to touch on something real quick.
I'll cut her pay immediately.
Pardon me?
I'll cut her pay immediately.
No, she's wonderful.
Okay.
Anyway, Doug, congratulations.
Thank you.
And, you know, this what I'm going to say here with your staff has been brilliant. You have a great staff. They're great people that help. People like Fred Meyer, Ann Meyer, have been great in helping on these local elections, all kinds of different things. But in general, the Republican Central Committee here does not help us at all. I didn't see one of them out walking with us when we walked every precinct in this town. And in a lot of cases, we don't get help from that facet. You mentioned Butte County, and that's great. People like Tom and Ruth and people like Hildy and Clayton Timmer, they got those guys and helped get those guys elected by putting together a program with robocalling and everything else. But we couldn't get cooperation there, and we did our own robocalling for folks. And I guess the thing is that there seems to be a general apathy about what goes on. You know, kids have soccer, we've got homework, got to go to work, wife comes home, cooks dinner, have the weekends with the kids, you get a flyer, the guy looks good, family man, I'll vote for him. Or she's been there, things are okay, I guess. It's not their fault the government does this to them. And we end up with a lot of apathy. And that's the challenge I think we have locally. What do you think about that?
It's a task in order to shake people's attention towards what we're talking about, towards the political scene. It's so easy to get disgusted with it. And would I have a chance to talk to folks about it? I try and bring it back to just, you know, straightforward principles of you've got to be engaged, folks. And yes, it's disgusting. Yes, sometimes you feel like your vote doesn't count, but it always counts. It only doesn't count if you don't cast it. And that makes the other side have one more vote more than what you did. You know, so it gives them an easy field to run in if you're not putting up an opposition on that. And sometimes we win. Look at this.
Yeah, well, the thing is that what I'm trying to say is that we really did. We walked every precinct. The point is that we don't get help from people, you know, like the Republican Central Committee. We just didn't. I can't think of anybody who was on it that walked with us. And it's that type of thing to where when you're looking for conservative candidates and, you know, candidates that are not strictly liberal, it takes an effort from everybody. What I'm saying is that the grassroots effort was all that we had here as far as any kind of outreach to people, walking neighborhoods, making phone calls, robocalling. That's the issue that we run in here. People just... That's the issue that we ran into in a lot of cases. And I'll give you one last thing to give you an idea that totally puts this in perspective. We were doing a certain area here, an affluent area in Reading. My wife and I were walking. We walked up to the front door. A couple came to the door, 40-ish. Nice people, nice family. We talked about some of the policies very briefly about the candidates we were representing. The comment was, that's all fine, and he may vote the right way, but I'll never vote for someone who won't step on the Sundial Bridge. I mean, how do you argue that logic? And it seems like that was rampant here.
Who won't step on the bridge?
Well, that was Jones. Jones says he would never step on the Sundial Bridge because he didn't agree with the way it was built a decade ago. So, and that,
I mean, that's, well, that's and he
lost.
Stuff up.
He lost.
Anyway, great job, my friend. We support you, and thank you so much. Well, I can only speak for me and my wife, but we support you, and thank you so much for being a stand-up guy and always answering the question and getting back to people. I think that's people who say you're not engaged don't know what they're talking about, because you're amazing when it comes to reaching out to people. So thanks again. We're behind you. Let's fight that fight.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Sure.
Thank you. That's really kind, and amazing is probably a little nice, but I appreciate that. It's
you're confident.
For people to say, "Hey, we're not engaged," like, oh, they ought to see the odometer and they ought to see the numbers of hours of sleep. Not just me, but all my team, all my staff. We work hard. My staff works well beyond what they're paid, and God bless them for caring. So,
and they do. You got a great staff here. Okay, Congressman. Energy. You know, I know that we talk, you know, the headline says, oh, look, gas below $3 at some stations. Well, we're also getting ready to do cap and trade here in California, as you know, so that's going to drive it up another 25 cents a gallon. But energy.
That's the cap and crunch, the cap and trade by far.
Right. Energy. Keystone Pipeline. You know, is there a way that we're going to be able to, what can Congress do to expand out our ability to drill and to keep the money here in this country instead of sending it to our enemies?
Well, I sit as a member of the Natural Resources Committee for, that's one of the key reasons, is that we have a lot of federal land that we do hardly anything with, and it instead becomes a detriment to us. And because look at our forests going up in smoke. Look at them not being managed. It actually endangers communities. It becomes a nuisance. We have federal land that we've had amazing new energy developed that has come all on private land. But we have so much untapped source on federal lands, it's all off limits. The president swings the pen and boom, there's another national monument or wilderness area.
Yeah, there are 2 million acres.
On, even fight fire. And so the work of the committee and the House, and now a Senate that's going to be a lot friendlier towards that, we're going to put this much more out in front of the American people and say, the public's resources are being wasted or even ruined by this hands-off policy. And it's been frustrating. I've fought for this all through my years in the state legislature, and we've had some bits of success on that. I think we can do a lot more, have a lot more success coming up, but people have to care and not just buy into the Humane Society or of the United States, the Washington political-based one, or Center for Biological Diversity. We have to quit buying these lies anymore and say what is really going to be good. We can do things environmentally well. That also means that we do have intervention out there. So,
okay. We've got another caller here. Peter, good morning.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm fine. Peter, how are you? Do you have a question for the congressman?
Yes, about Congress and the money.
Can you hear him okay, Congressman?
I've got him, yes.
Okay. You're on. You're on, Peter.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. Do you have a question? We just got a couple minutes here.
Congratulations. I support 100% the the people out there that don't know, this elk trial project wouldn't have happened without you and Brenda Haynes. Doug, I have a problem understanding how we, Congress has been in charge of the purse strings for the last 4 years. I have trouble understanding why we've gone $4 trillion more in debt. I just don't understand it.
That's a good and fair question. What we've seen is that Republicans won a majority in the House, not the Senate, in 2010. So starting in 2011, we started implementing on that side of the building the Budget Control Act, trying to rein in spending. Now, the previous years of the Obama administration, we saw national budget deficits running well over $1 trillion per year. That every deficit dollar you had in new budget is one that gets heaped on top of the national debt. So
understanding, Congress is in charge of the purse strings. Why don't they just draw it tight, close the purse?
It's I'll give you the answer. It's basically this: for the first time in 4 years, in 2013, we actually passed a real budget in the House and the Senate. Paul Ryan with Senator Patty Murray. Pretty good bipartisan effort on that. The Senate had not approved a budget in 4 years. The House approves them, but the Senate doesn't. So what happens? The timelines come, the spending time runs out, the government goes into shutdown. We see how good government shutdown works out for everybody. So then we get into something, instead of a real budget, we do continuing resolutions. Continuing resolutions kind of keep things how they are without a whole lot, you know, just some tweaks on budget. But what had happened? The Budget Control Act of 2011 was something that was fought through that has put a pretty good limitation on spending. You have other factors like sequester, which was super unpopular when it actually kicked in. The two houses, two sides said, well, this would be our backup plan. It's something even the president had supported. Sequester means that we will have, if not the discipline to pass things in the House and the Senate, then this will be the backup plan to limit spending. So there's spending limitations that have been put in place by the House, but it can't do it by itself. It has needed a Senate. And so when we pass the budget, that means then we do appropriations bills that are what implement the budget. We pass.
So do you think things will change in the next couple of years?
And so those have been put in place, and they stop in the Senate. So we're going to run into a situation we aren't doing the real budget. We have to come back and do this continuing resolution temporary budgeting process. We're going to have to do one in December because the Senate hasn't done its job of doing the appropriations bills. I hope you follow all that.
Yeah, Congressman, what he said, I don't think you heard it, is when he said, well, is that going to now change now that we have a Republican Senate?
It will it'll be a giant leap for mankind. You still have to have a cooperative White House that wants to get things done, but the Senate being our side now means bills will move, bills will be heard, and it'll be in front of the American public that the Congress has done its job, and now it's up to the President to be a willing working partner on compromise that works and not just a stonewall or trying to do it by himself with a pen. So it's a slow process. The founders set it up to be one that has checks and balances and not easy just to go one way or the other. So, you know, I mean, the final phase of this will be gaining somebody in the White House in 2016 that really wants to move in this direction. But, you know, I want to give the president every chance, having looked at what just happened Tuesday and taken that as a personal repudiation on his on what's been going on. If he wants to have a positive working attitude, I'm all for it. We'll sit down with him. You know, our leadership will sit down with him. If he wants to just do it defiantly with a pen and say, no, we're going to stonewall the next 2 years, or I'm just going to declare everything from here to Oregon a wilderness area and stuff like that, then we're going to have a giant problem.
Okay. Hey, we have to cut Peter off right there because we're past our break time. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh, this is KCNR 1460. We're speaking with our newly reelected Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. Doug, when we come back, I'd like to get your vision about what's going to be happening here for the next 2 years concerning, you know, the Middle East and our military and all that. We'll be right back.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites For those who don't want to worry about fuel on site, give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Redding. Family-owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Fall is in the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
Proof that kindness is the best medicine. The 2013-2014 Consumer Choice Award. If you're looking for a hospital with a proven track record for community preference, you don't have to look far. Mercy Medical Center Reading has received National Research Corporation's Consumer Choice Award for 7 consecutive years. Because providing health care with kindness means everyone wins. Learn more at reading.mercy.org. Hello, human kindness.
Looking for a gift your friends and family can enjoy all year long? Memberships for Turtle Bay Exploration Park always make the perfect gift. This holiday season, the value is even better. All gift memberships are $15 off through November and December. That's just $65 for a year of Turtle Bay fun for 2 adults and up to 4 children. Give the gift of exploration this year for just $15 off. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
We need a hero out there. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Friday. It's our last segment. 605-4567 is our phone number here. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. The chat room is going for it out here. Everything from why don't we have to show an ID when we vote to the Central Committee. So 60 degrees out there. It's going to be really a nice weekend. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. There are discounts for seniors and veterans. This portion of the show brought to you by Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms Instruction. What Ted's offering is on November 22nd and 23rd of this month is for anybody taking that class, and the class is restricted to no more than 20 people, and it's over half and even more filled now. For the price of $150, you will get your concealed carry, and all of the money will be donated to Liberty on the Border, a exhibition at Turtle Bay about the Civil War. It's a great exhibition there. Congressman Doug LaMalfa has also, when he heard us talking about it, sent us a donation. And you know what, Congressman, we really appreciate that. It does a lot. You're active in the community, and this is a great exhibit. Anyway, give Ted a call at 999-1822 or check out readingccw.com. Ted will be teaching. I'll be in there teaching. We have a couple other instructors. All of us are donating our time. You get a tax write-off. We're going to get your name up on the building and the whole shooting match there for November 22nd, 23rd. Northern Firearms Instruction, again, 999-1822. And we do thank you. Thank you, Congressman, for your donation, to your very generous donation. Okay, what do you see? We've got 8 minutes left here, and we might probably throw another question in. But where's your vision? Where do you see this going for the next 2 years?
It really is a time for Republican majorities in both houses to demonstrate to the American people that the agenda that we talk about is going to be the best ones for jobs, economic recovery, energy policy, the use of our public lands, supporting the values that America was founded upon. And we have to do that with care. We have to be also bold in pushing back the distortions that are pushed on us by, of course, the opposition, but also a lot of their compliant partners in media, and just be bold. I don't think this is the time for pussyfooting around, because it's really doesn't get you very far, and it doesn't inspire any kind of people to want to join your ranks. And so I think that we have this opportunity, and I've watched some of the comments Speaker and Leader McConnell have talked about, and they sound like that they are very focused. Even the Speaker was himself saying, like, this isn't a time for a lot of celebration, you know. So we celebrate on election night, and you wake up the next morning with a smile on your face, but, you know, there's a mission to be done here, and we have to get to it. So, you know, we're getting our signs torn down so people don't have to look at them anymore, and, you know, putting the campaign away and focusing again on where this needs to go, because it is about, you know, when you get out there between the lines, they say, and the lines being the elections are 2 years apart, there's that 2 years in between where you're actually supposed to get stuff done.
Well, isn't that kind of, you know, now that you've been kind of, you know, and I'm going to call it a mandate because other people would, that you've just completely changed the face of Congress. The more Republican governors than ever, than since, I think,
one in Massachusetts, Carl.
Illinois, they took out a sitting Democrat in Illinois too. But Doug, here's the thing: is we got 2 years, and if everything you have planned, if the good things, the energy, the immigration, the economy, starts coming together, and you put out good bills, this means is that probably a Republican could be elected as president. But if it doesn't happen, then, you know, then we're going to go right back to where we were before. Hey, look, they had their chance, and then, you know, it goes back in the swing thing again.
Well, you know, the public can't be, I'll just say it, they just can't be that lazy by saying, they had their chance. Well, you know, they've given Democrats chances for a lot of years. Look at any large city that, by and large, is going to be Democrat-controlled, and they say, oh, they never tell them, well, they've had their chance. Like, oh, they just keep putting them back in. So I don't accept that, and...
Okay.
Again, 2 years, it's not going to be miracle time the next 2 years. It's going to be a steady progress towards here's what we are about, and here's the ideas we're putting out there. We might get stonewalled by the White House the entire 2 years.
It could be, but at least you're out there in the fight. What about shrinking?
And we're going to put those things forward. We will pass them out of the House, mostly out of the Senate, I think. Again, they have different rules. Some of these things require 60 votes, unless Republicans, they do some of their own nuclear option, as the Dems did on bypassing rules. But, you know, one of the exciting things is we'll be seeing a better process for confirming judges and confirming others that control things on the executive side of the federal government with a Republican majority there that isn't just going to rubber stamp all of them. So what, you know, you talked about the next 2 years, but that also includes this lame duck period, as they call it, between now and January 3 when the new Congress is sworn in.
So who do you think you think he's going to throw out the Attorney General real quick?
Oh, he'll throw himself out. Then they don't feel any obligation to have to do anything that looks moral or looks in any fashion ethical. Holder gets away with it. But, you know, they paid a price on Tuesday night. You know, all these little bits come together. I don't really say, oh, it's one clear mandate about this or about that.
No, I think it is.
But
you're
right. It's a piece of IRS. It's a piece of NSA. It's a piece of Holder. It's a piece of Obamacare and cash for clunkers and all this stuff. I think a lot of little things came together at once, and the fact that a lot of the Democrat members that lost had to look like somebody else that they weren't, and I think voters saw through that.
Yeah, they did. So. They refused to, this one refused to say if she voted for Obama. I don't know if you saw that. I can't remember who it was.
Allison Grimes in Kentucky, yes.
Oh, that's right, and she lost. Oh, here's the other big thing they said, too, is how could all the polls, pre-election polls, be so wrong? You know, that there's, oh, this is going to be a really close race or blah, 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 blah. And it turns out that they just, you know, they were walkovers practically.
It's part of the flim-flam of pollsters and some of the lapdog East Coast media that likes to go along with them.
Lapdog media.
It's just, I mean, people just have to discern and see through it. And what's tough about that is that people are, with with media and with advertising, commercial, even internet, it's so easy to get just nonsense spewed at you so often. I mean, just look at any these 30-second ads where if you take product here, you'll be skinnier or younger, or it's insulting. And so people become a little more cynical about not believing anything in commercial ads. At least I hope they don't.
You hope.
And that kind of goes with political stuff, too. I mean, we in the political scene if you really are trying to tell the truth because of a perception that's already out there and built for good reason. You know, it's hard to trust politicians.
I've only got a couple seconds here, but that's one of the reasons we like to give an hour to every one of the candidates, to let them talk and let people ask questions and let them say, hey, now this isn't a bumper sticker. This is a real person you're talking to. And, it works for us here.
Well, thank you for that, Carl, because I'm not just a cardboard cutout in flesh
and
blood.
You're not.
Some feelings in there, too, once in a while. So if you get, question some of these ridiculous assertions to get made, like, wow, I wish I was that talented or in that many places at one time.
Hey, we got to run, Congressman. Hey, one last thing, in case people don't know, thank you so much for your help in this thing that just happened with one of our fallen military, and how much your staff helped here. It's in you and what you're doing for our military and our veterans. We appreciate it so much.
It's our honor, sir. Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet, Congressman. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Join us next week. We're going to be out there at Crown Motors for Saluting to the Vets.
15,000 jobs to their payrolls in October, knocking the employment rate down to 5.8%. But Wall Street was looking for more. Economists had forecast employers would hire 230,000 more workers last month. Also on SRNews.com, President Obama says he's looking forward to this afternoon's lunch with the Republican and Democratic leaders from Congress.
I'd like to have a chance to share with them both what I think we need to be doing to build on the economic momentum that we already have and make it even stronger. But I'm also going to be interested in listening to them in terms of areas where we think it's possible to work together.
The president spoke this morning at the start of his cabinet meeting. House Speaker John Boehner is vowing to make good on a GOP promise to go after Obamacare, even though that's likely to put additional pressure on an already strained relationship with the White House.
My job's not to get along with the president, just to get along with him.